Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry motherfucking D on trade deadline day?
What is up, Craig?
I am pouring a bottle of rosé, Barry.
To celebrate?
Rosé wine.
Why?
As opposed to rosé...
Oh, what's up, Landy? How you doing?
Why are you drinking rosé?
I am drinking rosé, guys. Because rosé is the wine of champions. So I'm just fucking preparing. I am preparing for what's going to come later this season.
This season?
This fucking season.
Eastern Conference champions?
We have to change our mentality as Knicks fans. I'm going to get into that in a minute. First, let's read an ad from BetOnline that makes no sense.
Okay? Let's do this.
The latest ad from BetOnline. It's playoff time. Is it playoff time?
Well,
is this considered playoff time?
Yeah, technically, but we're down to the final
game. You've got
like
3 days left of playoff time.
It is. It's the playoffs.
The big
to
game
get
is
to the
set.
Big game.
Yeah. That's a better way. The big game is set. Let's edit this while you read it.
No, it's playoff time, and the usual suspects are heading to Vegas for the championship.
Okay.
Who is going to Vegas? Is that the football teams?
I assume they mean that it's the Chiefs and it's the Niners again 4 years after the first time it happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them usual suspects.
Well,
though.
You could call the Chiefs usual suspects.
It's not like 3 out of 4 years.
But the Chiefs? Chiefs would be the usual suspects.
Yeah, so they're not going to mention San Fran?
Well, I mean...
Is there a reason why they can't say the teams? Do you know?
No, that I don't know. They can't say Super Bowl. They definitely can't do that, but they should be able to say the teams.
But you
why
could
can't
say
they
Super
say
Bowl?
Super Bowl? Why can't they say Super Bowl?
Because there's a reason why in ads for stuff, they call it the big game, because technically you have to pay for the right to call it the Super Bowl.
But we don't have to pay?
No, because we're just talking about the Super Bowl. We're not like advertising anything. But like companies,
we're advertising
they have
to call online right
now. They have to call it the big game.
Well, in the middle of this advertisement, we've said Super Bowl like 5 times, Jay.
Well, let's hope the NFL doesn't come after us.
Well, our partner, BetOnline, is your number one source for football odds. Oh my God. Why can't I breathe?
Because you're drinking rosé for the first time.
Drinking rosé. Am I allergic to this?
Let's hope not. That'd make an interesting show, though.
If I died on the show, that would.
Hopefully we
that
get
was
some,
sad. It was dark.
A lot of listens for that shit.
No, we probably wouldn't. And it would just be a sad way to go out. All right. They're your source for football odds, stats, trends, and lines with everything from point spreads. What was that sound you made?
What sound?
Oh, to hundreds of bets on everything from the coin toss to the color of Gatorade. Mm. Barry, do you bet on the color of Gatorade?
No. It's one of the few things I don't bet on.
I haven't seen that available. Have you, Barry?
No, but I heard somewhere that the over-under on the national anthem was ridiculously low, a number that's never been reached before.
Is it like under 130?
Yeah, it's like 125, yeah, and it's never been like below 135.
But I think Reba McEntire is singing it, and they're saying she's never gone above 1:30 with her any rendition of the
wow.
Of the national
oh, that's
anthem.
Where they get that number. Okay,
yeah.
But yet I still couldn't find that to bet on it.
Yeah, I saw a couple of places that people that said bet the under on that under the 130, if you could find it.
I was going to bet over 125.
Oh, well, for all of your championship wagering, you can go to BetOnline. To join today to get in on all the action, BetOnline, the game starts here.
Well, happy TD day, bro.
Trade deadline day. I love trade deadline day.
Usually you're disappointed.
Usually I am disappointed. Usually nothing happens.
Well, this is 2 years in a row. Something good has happened.
So here we are. Injuries just keep piling on.
Oh, my God.
What a team tonight.
I mean, fucking tonight, Isaiah got re-injured his Achilles. Yes. Brunson turned his ankle the last game. OG came out today that he had surgery. When? Today? Recently? We don't know.
We don't know.
Out for 3 weeks. I'd say that's good. At least we know when he's coming back. Or we could fucking play this game of every night. Questionable out. Questionable out. I'd rather.
And again, this
know.
Is probably the best point in the season for all these injuries going on. Especially with the All-Star break coming up.
Julius Mitchell. All these guys are out. We traded for, how do you say the name? Bojan.
Bogdanovic?
Bojan? What is it, Barry? Bojan?
Bojan.
Bojan Bogdanovic. Alec Burks. They're going to definitely help us get through this rough stretch of injuries.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be ready to go next game.
Before we talk,
do they have to clear their medicals? Do they have to do that with trades as well, or is that just probably a free?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, before we talk about them individually, here's why I'm drinking rosé. Because I don't drink rosé wine, because that's for people who are happy, who are positive.
That's who it's for.
Okay, I think we all need to change. Isn't rosé? Do Pete? Yeah. Do. Have we ever drank rosé on the show, Blandy?
No.
Is that the wine of a miserable fuck like me?
No.
Being so hard on myself. So guys, I want to stop crying about the injuries. We don't need a top seed in the East. We've proven that we are a good team. We've proven we're one of the best teams in the East. We shouldn't be worried. Are you going to ruin this moment?
Yet. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll retort when you're done. Preach.
We are one of the best teams in the East. Yeah, 4/5 of our starting lineup is injured right now. We're not going to fall out of the playoffs. So the only goal right now, and I don't care if we fall into the 8th fucking seed, is to be healthy for a championship run. All right, we've got all the tools to do it. Now we've got Bojan. We've got Burks. We've got fucking 3-point shooting deeper than my colonoscopy went this week, okay? Dante.
3 shooting.
Brunson.
Yes.
Bojan. Burks. McBride, who's shooting like 80% from 3. Who else do we have from 3, Barry?
Did you say Brunson?
Yes.
I said Brunson.
Okay.
Julius can hit a few here and there. We have a very deep team once we all get healthy. So, guys, I'm just saying that's what we need to focus on. Are you worried about falling back too far? Do we really have to prove that we're a good team with these guys? No.
It's not that you don't have to prove it. It's just you haven't proven anything. It's February right now. You climbed the standings. You made it to the, you know, the second place for a day. You haven't proven anything. And you don't care if you fall to the 8th seed and you got to face Boston in the first round? You out of your fucking mind? That's the one team you should worry about. I'm not worried about anybody else like you. But Boston, I don't want to face them in the first round. You want top seeding. You want to be in the top 4. You want home court advantage. And, you know, push off Boston as long as we can. And then hopefully we meet them in the Eastern Conference Finals. You see what happens. You know, and you take your team and, you feel good about yourself. But I don't want to fall down to the 8th seed.
You play to win the game.
If you're a team that you think can go all the way, you're not worried about Boston or anyone. You have to play them at some point.
You always need a little bit of luck.
You have to play. You have to get by.
As well. Look, every step of the way, the last couple of years, you know, two out of the last 3 years, as we made it to the postseason, you know, under Tibbs, the first time we made it, first round exit. Last year, we made it again, second round exit. So, of course, yeah, I want to keep on that trajectory and hopefully this way go all the way. But I don't mind having a little bit of luck. And, you know, I don't know how long these injuries are going to take us. You know, 3 weeks, yeah, OG can resume basketball activities. What does that mean? Does that mean he's going to suit up to play? Does that mean it's just going to be practice? What does it mean? Randall, we don't know what the fuck's going on with his shoulder.
What it means. He's not going to come right back in the games.
Yeah. But you could end up in the second seed, Barry. Yes.
And then play Miami in the first round.
Right. Right. That's always a tough matchup.
And easily get knocked out.
But again, if we're healthy, I'm in agreement with you. I'm not worried about anybody. All right.
There's
an asterisk next to Boston.
Listen, the longer our guys are out, the more likely they'll be healthy for the playoffs. The way Tibbs runs everyone into the ground. All right.
Don't you start to. It's enough of this bogus.
I'm trying to see the bright side of all of this. Shit. Trying to see the bright side. And now we've got these reinforcements. Burks, Bogdanovich, Brunson doesn't seem like he's going to be out that long. I would guess he's coming back after the All-Star break. He'll probably get healthy to be able to play, I'm guessing,
He might even be back, you know, the last game before the All-Star break.
Well, that would be stupid.
Barry, how are you feeling after the trade deadline day? Like you said, normally nothing happens. Today, we did not get some of the names that we've all been talking about, like Brogdon, DeJounte. Who else have we talked about?
Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson. We knew there was no shot of McHale, but we could dream.
Right.
We got a start off with a boring name that I think we all thought was a good fit. Former Knick, Alec Burks. Can play the point.
He's a Tibbs
guy. Can guard multiple positions. Shoots the three. Tibbs likes him. But then after that news came out, it was announced that Boyan, or whatever the fuck his name is, ridiculous three-point shooter, 6'7". What is he, a small forward, power forward, comp? Both of those? What is he, Barry?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the way Thibodeau runs out these rotations, he can do both of those things. Look, the biggest things here, or at least going into this for me, was I didn't want to fuck with the starting lineup, which we didn't. And I wanted to bolster up the bench, which we did big time. You know, these are two instant rotation guys. And now you look at Josh Hart along with them. And then, you know, Mitchell Robinson or Isaiah Hartenstein. And there's nine solid fucking guys. Now we've got a deep team. Now we've got a bench that's not going to let up the rope. And again, once we get healthy, this was a team to be reckoned with before. Now this is a real team, a real contending team. No bullshit. No fake like little 1 month runs and that was your nice story of the season. No, this is a team to be reckoned with. I like the moves that they made.
They should have no holes now. Their starting unit when it's healthy.
We're a better team than we were before. And we gave up no first round draft picks either. So we still have all that in our arsenal. There's still positive future. So as great as we look right now, this is, I mean, the way this front office has been managing this team is tried and they're just continuing this great path.
The lone prospect we have left on this, I guess we have two. Did Sims get traded today? No, right?
No.
Sims and McBride. McBride, who had that nice dunk. Did you see that dunk tonight?
Yes. Yeah. That was awesome.
That was nice.
Randall loved it too.
And honestly, this team has fight no matter what.
And what the hell is going on with DDV? What is he on?
Vicente.
He's one of the greatest shooters to ever play this game.
The Michael Jordan of Delaware.
It's insanity.
No shit.
I mean, he's averaging, I mean, I think he's averaging like 30 points a game over his last like five games or something.
He's shooting 14 threes a game. 14.
He's ridiculous.
He has blossomed into Steph Curry.
Save some of this lightning for the playoffs, bro.
It really is incredible. What are you tonight? 7?
That's one of the things that excites me the most is this added 3-point shooting that we have now.
Oh, a sniper.
Now, we have got lots of snipers.
I think we've got at least now 4 guys shooting at least 40% between Bogdanovich and Burks and DiVincenzo and Brunson, right? That's 4 guys.
This was like 3 years ago, Randall's first All-NBA season. They had tons of guys shooting 40% from three.
And that's the defense that everyone's going to play when OG and Mitch are back. And Julius and Brunson and what they bring to the game. Dude, we're fucking winning it all, guys. We are winning the whole goddamn thing. And that's why I'm drinking this Harry and David Vineyards wine that my mother-in-law sent for my wife's birthday, even though she's
not Harry and David, like they do like the baskets, like the fruit baskets and nuts and stuff?
Yeah, and rosé.
Is it like a $3 bottle of wine you got there?
You get yourself a whole bunch of mums.
It works. It works.
Is that the fuck? Is that Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
This is my first drink since my colonoscopy.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, was like one of the most enjoyable things I've done in years.
I said the same
thing. They didn't
put
you out. They didn't put you out, so you loved it.
Exactly. They didn't put me out. I never thought I could feel a sensation like that.
No, shut up.
I have not been able to stop playing with my asshole since. Just nonstop.
Well,
all
right.
No, you know how... I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I go on vacations and it's never a fucking vacation.
Well, you have children.
You have children. Exactly. This felt like a fucking vacation. The hour that I was asleep for.
Wait, you, what? An hour?
What?
He's got a big anal cavity, Jay. Takes a long time to
scope
that.
When I was done
out
with mine, I was like, what time is it? And they were like, you were out for like 20 minutes. That's what they told me, unless they were lying.
I have to be honest, I didn't really look at the clock, but I went in the room, right?
Yeah.
Put on the gown. Is this what your experience was like? I put on the gown.
Uh-huh.
I've been worried about this test for like, I swear, since I was like 15.
Okay.
I heard about this. And I've been dreading turning 40 or 45. So they bring me in this room, like, you know, in that Seinfeld episode when George is in a hospital room and he sees people on the other side of the curtain getting a bubble bath?
Sponge bath,
the hot chick.
So I was on one side of the curtain and this old woman was on the other side of the curtain.
Okay, now that's
she
weird.
Had just, she yeah, it was weird. She had just come out. And I'm getting into my gown and she's talking to the nurse. She's like, I'm going to IHOP for dinner. I can't wait. And the nurse is like, actually, no, you can't eat anything for 4 more hours. I don't know what they did to her, but they were like, still liquid. She's like, oh, I hate you. I hate you. I'm getting into my gown. And they're like, all right, after you get in your gown, lay on your back. I lay on my back. The nurse comes in, lovely nurse. She's make sure I'm comfortable. She releases all fluids for me just to make sure everything's good.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, I know. But whatever.
How'd they do that?
I'm joking.
She released fluids from you.
She makes sure she puts like this nice sheet on, this heavy like sheet, blanket sheet on me.
Make sure you're warm.
Make sure I'm warm. I'm fucking feeling cozy. And I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah, it's like a spa day for you.
Yeah, exactly. I've got my socks on, which is nice because I was worried I was going to be cold. My wife was like, you're just going to wear a gown. I was like, no socks.
No, they make you
no
keep
shirt.
Your socks on.
I wear this like fucking hat. I have a bald head, so I wear this like all the time. Thought it was me cold, but I was nice and cozy. They wheel me into the room. tell me to lay on my side, put the needle in my arm. And they put the oxygen in my nose. I thought I was getting like stuff then. I'm an idiot. I thought the oxygen was like sweet air.
Okay. Right. And no, they warned you first, I think.
I thought the needle in my arm was like, I was already getting the medicine. So I was like, I felt like I was getting high, but then I realized nothing was happening. Doctor comes in. He's like, you nervous? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm nervous. So yeah, it'll be nothing. And then the anesthesiologist, I could tell, does something different. Puts it in me. I'm like, how long do I fall asleep? She's like, 10 seconds or less. I'm like, no way.
Oh yeah. They tell you to count back from like, from 10. And by the time you get to like, nah, you're out.
I wanted to be so aware of what it felt like when you're falling asleep. Cause I've never gotten that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was like, no way. And I just like was trying to focus. And like, I was like, I'm going to try to beat this. I'm going to stay awake. Not that I wanted to stay awake, but I just wanted to see if I could. And then it got like a little blurry and dark. And then fucking all of a sudden my eyes are opening. And I'm like,
right, we're done? Done. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. You don't even realize.
So weird. And then when I got back out, my wife said I had been out for an hour. Maybe that's like including when you leave.
The last
and you're
time
like,
she saw you, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's including, because like, they wheel you in the room and they give you some time to come back to your senses. But when I was sitting in that room, it was so nice. You were still a little fucked up. You had a nice rest. And I've got a lovely colon, Blandy, just like you.
Good. No polyps or anything?
No. No polyps.
See, I had a polyp.
Okay.
They had a biopsy that.
And then I heard I only do it every 5 years, and I was fucking devastated. Devastated.
Just got to go see a different doctor, that's all. Yeah. You can do them every week if you want.
The insurance company won't catch on to that? Or I just
well,
have to
you
pay
may
out
have
of
to
pocket.
Pay for it, but you got to pay out of pocket. But keep in mind, you got to drink that drink, though.
Ugh.
The night before.
You know,
I mean, that's
the drink,
not pleasant.
The drink
yeah, tell
was
us
fun.
About, I, tell us I was, about that. Because I told you
I
what it
was fine
like for
with
me.
The drink. It was Gatorade.
The drink itself what? Is, it's not so horrible.
Oh, it was horrible for me, that
but
drink.
Did you make the Maalox with the Gatorade?
No.
Oh, that's
I, no Gatorade
I
for
made
me.
Water. I made it with water.
So I had a 64-ounce jug of Gatorade okay. and a whole bottle of Maalox that you mix in, shake it.
Okay.
And then you have to drink the entire thing, like, I don't know, 8 ounces every 10 minutes is right. what I had to do.
Wow.
And I was like, this is, it tasted good, tasted just like Gatorade, slightly thicker version.
Oh, man.
But the shitting, like the stomach through the night was torture. That sucked. Blandy, when you did it, you said you did a podcast that night.
I did.
I said I couldn't, I think I said to you guys, I can't do it. I was running to the bathroom like every fucking 5 minutes. For just water to shoot out of my ass uncontrollably.
Yes, you know, when I did it, I basically just sat on the toilet for over an hour straight.
I did that like 5 times. I did that all night. Did that all night.
It just, it's like turning on the faucet. You don't, like, you don't even really feel it coming out.
The next morning, I was still doing it.
Yes,
Jay.
Same.
Okay.
Hmm? But it's not 100% clear, but they're like, it's not a big deal if it's not 100% clear. It's as good as it's going to get. And yeah.
Blandy, play a voicemail. Everyone's probably had enough of my colonoscopy.
Okay.
But I urge you all to get it. Don't be afraid.
No, it's important at our age.
It's important, and it's honestly lovely.
See, you were so worried for no reason.
I was so worried, and I can't wait till the next time I get one.
You should write a fucking Yelp review.
Honestly, I said something to him after, and he was like, do you mind writing me a Google review about this? And I was like, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
I did it right away.
Best moment of my life.
I figure if I write a Google review, maybe he can give me more than more frequently.
Yeah, he'll do it on the side for you.
Now, beforehand, did... Now,
people asked you if you wanted it in the butt.
Did they ask you if you wanted it in the butt?
But it's not the procedure. You just liked being put out.
I don't even know that a procedure happened.
Exactly. So that's not what you liked. You liked the drug. You liked the anesthesia.
I like just taking a nap like that. It's not like you felt right, like you were on a peaceful. Drug.
Like it's it means as peaceful a sleep as you can have.
Exactly. I've not slept like that, I think, probably in 11 years, right?
How long since the
I would say since I've had
born?
Kids, yeah. I haven't.
I know. It's that's the beauty of it. You could just, everything else just fades away.
Oh, the way you said that melts me.
All right.
Give us one.
Here we go.
Boy, Bogey and Alex Burks at the trade deadline. For once, Knicks fans are not disappointed, and we're going to have a hell of a season. Maybe not tonight, but boy, I'm looking forward to the future. NBA Finals, baby.
That's right, Ralph. Look to the future. It's not tonight. It's not the next game. It's not the game after that. We can now build something bigger than we ever thought was possible.
Sustainable.
Now, Bogdanovich is, we have him for next year also, right? Burks is the one who's the free agent at the end of the season?
Yeah, but a lot of people think he won't be here for more than a year.
Why is that? Is he, what's more his like deal with his bait? Contract?
Yeah, trade bait. You know, again, you know, you always think big picture. You're always dreaming bigger. And, I mean, that's one of the benefits of getting him, and then it's got that extra year attached to it, and it's a, you know, it's a big salary, so, and we still have all the first-round picks and all that, so, you know, it's, again, a player that, you know, a lot of teams will want.
It's an attractive, expiring,
high contract player. It's good all the way around, you know, all the way you look at it.
It's like Fournier was that, except he was just unusable.
Right.
Right.
For Tibbs.
Right.
Was Bogdanovich and Burks both starting for Detroit?
They've had a lot of injuries.
Because they were both average. Wasn't Burks averaging like 18 and Boyan 20?
I'm trying to think. Their starters are, it's been Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren.
I mean, Jesus, you're going to really try to figure it out right now? You can just look it up.
Where am I looking it up?
Box scores? You
Basketball Reference? Yeah.
Pistons.
Oh, boy.
Jaden
Ivey. You want to play the other voicemail while
yeah,
you
I'll
look
as
it up?
As I play it. Yeah, give me a second here.
Yo, it's Murder Jim. It's Murder Jim, sorry. What a fucking day. What the fuck, man? I just found out a moment ago that OG's out for 3 weeks, which, fuck. And then we're getting the good Bogdanovich.
We're getting Burke. What was that? What did he just say? That's like Clyde pronunciation.
Call them Bojan. Oh, can you wait for that? Jeez.
What'd he say?
Grimes, you know, well, whatever. It didn't work out. I mean, I'm not one of those people who's hung up on him. We're losing all the homegrown talent. I don't really care. But, yeah, what a fucking crazy day, dude. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting nothing was going to happen today, actually. I was quite confident that there would be no movement, nothing would happen. But now we've got a pretty fucking strong bench. And we got solid players to patch it up until, OG gets back. Cause I'm more worried about him. I feel like we were doing fine without Randall. And Robinson's coming back soon. So this is a crazy season, right? I mean, I'm really falling in love with this team. I've not felt this into a team, such a lovable bunch of fellas since 99, since that team where we squeaked into the playoffs of the AC and made it to the finals. And we dragged Patrick Ewing's carcass all the way to the fucking finals. So they finally broke him. He finally broke down for good. But, What a fucking day, man. All right, later, dudes.
Burks has not been starting for them. Jaden Ivey has been starting in the backcourt with Cade Cunningham.
But Bogdanovich has.
Yeah, with Jalen Duren and I think Isaiah Stewart.
I can't remember a time that the approval rating for the Knicks was as high as it is right now.
Everyone except for the announcers on TNT, but
Oh yeah.
I didn't listen to them, but they still haven't come around. Is it true what they were saying? I read tweets that what did Kenny Smith say?
He was comparing them to other teams and saying that the other team had two better players than the Knicks' two best players. It used to be the one, you know, it used to be one player. They never have the best player on the floor. That's what he was saying a couple months ago. Now it's, do they have two players better than Tatum and Brown? Do they have two players better than Dame and Giannis? Do they have two players better than Embiid and Maxi? That's where he was going off this time.
He's just moving the
goalposts. I wish we had a better cheerleader, though, in our corner than Kendrick Perkins. He's like the biggest fucking Knicks cheerleader, bigger than Stephen A., and yet he's like the last guy I want because like his takes over the last few years have been shit. And that's like our number one, the guy in our corner right now.
Did he say? Did he compare us to the two guys on Cleveland?
No, I think he conveniently left out Cleveland.
It's amazing how like Jalen, just because he's injured right now. Now all of a sudden he's not getting support.
No, he is, though. People are coming around, and now, even though they won't say that he's a superstar, because let's face it, this is one season, he's got to earn it, everybody is acknowledging that he is playing like a superstar, and he has been this entire season. There's no denying that.
Between the numbers and then just watching him play game after game, he's playing like a superstar and as good as any point guard in the league. Why are you making faces at me?
Craig? Are you seeing what I'm seeing and hearing what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I was hoping it wasn't my internet fucking dying.
It's Barry's.
I looked at my Wi-Fi and I'm like, oh shit, I'm on the Wi-Fi again. I forgot to switch it.
No, that was tough, Barry.
I heard all of it. It was just
very choppy.
A little robot-y, choppy. Oh shit.
Well, I was glitching. Didn't match up with the
screen. No, you're like
screen.
A kung fu movie.
Yeah, I see
right
it. It's not matching up with the fucking screen. I see it.
That's right. Well, Barry fixes that. You'll hear the music.
Keep going.
It's actually really bad.
His mouth is literally completely closed for like a good 10, 15 seconds, but there's talking as his mouth is completely closed.
Yeah, like I don't know what you're seeing right now, Barry, but if it's something, this is what we're seeing. I don't know, is this going to distract you for a little bit?
No, I see everything is delayed. Not just me. You guys are delayed as well.
This is so... How are you talking without saying anything? Wait, I think you're back to normal. Say hi.
No. Not
hi.
Oh my God, it's like a 7-second delay.
The sound is not, right? You after you speak, you hear me speak, correct?
First we see your mouth say it, and then the sound comes 5 seconds later.
That's
a bad situation for us.
Yeah, it really is right now.
Oh, finally a DJ called in this year.
He did?
All right. Just now. I mean, yeah. All right. That music is playing.
All right.
Blandy, are you going to announce all the trades that happened today?
No, God help us. I am not going to do that. No, not going to do that. I do only want to bring up one trade. Let me find it on the thing here. I want to just mention the trade between
I'm losing battery fast, guys. My battery's fucking losing fast.
Oh, oh my God!
Awesome. This
well, Barry,
great.
save your audio.
It's draining.
Save
That's
the audio,
100%, bro.
Quit your QuickTime and save the audio.
Battery's not charging for some reason.
Do you hear me, Barry? Okay. Save the recording.
Yes.
Okay. Save it. to your desktop, somewhere you can find it when you're able to. Barry is dying. Remember how we talked about what happens if I drink this rosé and I die on the show because I'm allergic? This is like we're losing Barry. Barry's only got a minute to live. Barry, any final words on the show? Anything you want to say? Any last words? That's it?
This is classic.
Inconceivable.
By the way, Barry, you could see on Barry's face how
this is just, this is pretty bad.
Oh, we now lost Barry.
Gone. We lost him. He's completely gone. He's completely gone.
Oh my God. How often does that have to happen to him?
I don't know.
Was his shit not plugged in the whole time?
I don't know.
So it's all you right, and
well,
me.
Let's just do this. There's only one trade that I wanted. Obviously, there are no big names. The only trade that I want to bring up is the one between the Jazz and the Pistons. And I only want to bring that up. Kevin Knox. You remember
what?
Kevin Knox?
He got traded?
Pick? Oh, yeah. He was traded from the Pistons. Traded from the Pistons to the Utah Jazz for Simone Fontecchio. And so I just wanted to bring up that one because...
Cello was... I've seen him about that like...
Oh, that's that guy.
To me. He's in the NBA okay. now. Okay. So Brunson at the line.
Fontecchio.
Fontecchio?
Fontecchio. He called him Cello, Craig. Cello. The guy's last name is Fontecchio, and he referred to him as Cello.
I think Utah just traded Fontecchio to get Clyde to say his name.
And then he tried the again.
Fontecchio answers right back. Fontecchio is distinguishing himself.
First it was
it's
Cello.
Not Fontecchio? What is it?
It's Fontecchio.
Fontecchio.
He did Cello, then Fontecchio. So that's the only one that I'll bring up, just so that way we can get his name back in there again. With Joel Embiid having surgery on his meniscus and being reevaluated in 4 weeks, he is out for the All-Star game, as is Julius Randle, and both Scottie Barnes and Trae Young have been named as replacements for those two. In terms of surgery, Zach LaVine is choosing to have season-ending surgery on his right foot. Obviously, he's always in the trade rumors. Clearly, once they announced that, that was not going to happen.
Wow.
On February 8th, the Lakers will wear their Black Mamba jerseys that were co-designed by Kobe Bryant. They will be doing this when they play the Denver Nuggets, and they will be doing it on this day because it is on that day that outside of the Crypto.com arena, they will be unveiling the statue of Kobe Bryant that will be outside of the stadium.
Oh. Have these jerseys ever been worn? I think Barry's coming back.
I think they have been.
Okay.
Let's see if he comes back on.
Looks like we have a Barry sighting. Is he coming back on his phone? Barry's back. He's
what's up, guys? I'm sorry. Wow. I don't know what the hell happened.
You missed the first like four news things.
No
yeah,
way.
You did. You missed them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We kept going. What do you think? We're gonna pause?
The music and the news. I don't think really that we didn't have any other voicemails?
No, just the
two. No. We were about to finish the show.
I'm on
Barry, what happened this time? Did the kids borrow the laptop again?
I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. Sometimes this shit happens, but it's fine now. It's off and running. Now my charge is going up, not down. I don't know what was happening.
That's great. Okay. I'm glad that you only noticed it when it was at 1%. That was good.
I thought we were going to judge. I was going to judge Clyde music.
Yeah,
tonight.
We are. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll get to that after the news.
Yeah, we're ready for the Clyde segment.
Let me just finish the last thing on the news here.
excuse me.
This has to do with Miami Heat forward Haywood Highsmith, who Tuesday, after the Heat beat the Magic in Miami, he was issued a citation by the police for careless driving. after he caused an accident that involved a or resulted in a man suffering a partial amputation of his leg, as well as other broken bones. Apparently, he was on his way home doing 45 in a 40 zone when he slammed into a man who was behind a car pushing the car. I guess the car broke down. Guy was outside of his car, was pushing it, maybe trying to get it off to the side of the road or something. Came out of nowhere. Highsmith did not have enough time to react, plowed right into the back of him. Okay. Didn't have any lights on or anything. He lost part of his right leg and sustained.
Who didn't have any lights on?
The guy who was pushing the car.
So why is he getting charged with reckless driving? He hit someone who was pushing a car with no lights on the car in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going 45 in a 40. Oh my God. He was going 45.
I guess you're still responsible for that. So not only did this guy have to have part of his right leg amputated, but he got a compound fracture in his left leg, which is, that's bad. For those who don't know what a compound fracture is, that's when the bone actually comes through the skin, right, and is exposed. He couldn't stop in time.
Was that message for me and Barry? For those who don't know what this is?
I just don't know. Who knows what a compound fracture is, he Not also me. May have suffered a possible broken left arm and he was in critical condition. Highsmith hasn't said anything, but the Heat said, "Our hearts go out to those who were injured," which Barry is the one who pointed this to me yesterday, but there was no info yesterday. All there was that quote from the Heat about our hearts go out to those who were injured, which would tell you, obviously, that something bad must have happened. Today is when all of the details came out.
And I totally, I thought this was something else that happened. I thought that he wasn't involved in the accident and that he like punched somebody that was on the side of the road, the thing that I read. But it probably just said that
he hit somebody with his car.
Oh, he did?
No, with his car.
Oh, yeah. Right. He probably said he hit somebody, but not with his car. And I just assumed he hit somebody.
So they released a tweet about the injured without any context?
Yes, last night he missed the game.
That's weird.
He missed the game on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then they just put a thing out saying it was for personal reasons and that he was in an accident, and their thoughts and prayers went out to those who were injured, which would tell you that it was a pretty serious thing, which clearly this guy's lost part of his leg, and who knows what else. But that's the way.
Wow.
The basketball bounces.
That was quick.
Barry missed the most of it.
All right. Well, normally I'd be playing the music to end the show, but so do whatever you were going to do. What are we doing?
So we're going to be running. We've been running with this Clyde segment. So we thought, if this is going to be a weekly segment, it deserves to have some intro music.
And
to
so,
it.
As we
and
said,
is there a Clyde segment this week though, or just listening to the music?
Yes, of course. There's always a Clyde segment, and which will follow.
Will this always go at this point in the show?
We could do it whenever. Doesn't
yeah, probably won't come at this point, so we'll figure that out. We
came up with a song relatively quickly, wrote some words, Barry tweaked a line, and then we put out a call to a few people. I put a call out to Chris
to sing this,
didn't come through.
Okay,
yeah, he's a busy man.
So I reached out
to Murder Jim.
Murder Jim. I knew Murder Jim's a musician. Let's give him the idea of what we want. I'll give him, the gist of what we want and have him throw it together. So he emailed me back.
And was he the only one? What about Ralph's sister?
I don't know.
No, I didn't reach out to Ralph's sister.
But this would be the perfect opportunity, Barry. Ralph offered you his sister to sing for us.
But not for this particular song.
Should we say what the instructions were?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, so Jay had the idea to do it to Dr. Dre's Let Me Ride.
How does that go? I don't know that.
Let Me Ride. I don't have a sample of the song.
That was pretty bad,
but
Barry.
Whatever. Yeah, anyway.
Plenty, let so, me ride.
You'll hear
let
it when
me
we
ride.
So you know, I gave Murder Jim like a link to like an instrumental, just the instrumental background of it. I didn't realize Murder Jim was going to arrange his own music and everything based on that. And that's what we have for you first.
Yeah.
Can I just know how many we're listening to? Just so I have an idea.
There's two.
Two.
Okay.
So, yeah, he basically deconstructed the song and created his own song. He basically...
Yeah, Barry explained.
He used the same bass line.
Barry just explained
he used the
that
same
whole
bass
thing.
Line.
Yeah, he essentially ignored what we asked him to do and just did his own thing. Huh?
He said, but he did qualify it in the email saying, this is reminiscent of the song.
Yes.
So he did agree it wasn't an exact take on the song.
So here we go.
We look like spinning rhymes, misnaming guys. We look like nonsense sometimes, but we don't mind. We look like him and green, the glass is clean. We look like what the fuck did he just say?
So kind of long, which is no big deal. We could always shorten stuff up, but definitely not
the song.
The song,
no. Swing Down,
which again,
Sweet Chariot,
which
Stop and Let Me Ride is how the song actually goes. So then Barry decided.
Yeah, I'm gonna reserve judging it till I hear both.
Okay, so Barry.
So
did
I
the
decided to do.
Take.
Let me have a crack at it, but I'll do it truer to the original.
Right. Okay, so this is Barry.
So this is Barry
playing all the instruments.
Well,
clicking play on the background
and doing
check.
All the singing.
Yeah. All right.
This is what the second time you've sung spitting on this show.
Rhymes, okay, sorry. Say it again. What was it you said?
What was that?
Because you started
were you
to
being
talk.
Attacked. Bah, bah,
I was
bah.
Trying to get it to shut.
That's the only thing I got to quick. Yeah, for some reason, the very beginning, there's like a big.
You ready?
Thing,
yeah,
but I'm not a music editor.
Spitting rhymes, nonsense, and times. That's Walt Clyde.
Bye!
Misnaming guys, wearing funny ties. That's Walt Clyde.
Bye!
Spitting rhymes, nonsense, and times. That's Walt Clyde.
Bye!
Misnaming guys, wearing funny ties. That's Walt Clyde.
Bye! Provocative.
There we go.
Oh.
Now, does that song sound familiar to you, Craig?
Give me a little. Yes, it does. Give me a little bit of Murder Jim again, just a little.
Okay. Fast forward a little bit.
Okay.
Get loose in cowskin suits. We look like spinning rhymes, misnaming guys. We look like nonsense sometimes, but we don't mind. We look like him and green, the glass is clean. We look like what the fuck
all right.
Did he?
Okay. Give me Barry again. Just this one time.
Spitting rhymes, nonsense, and times. That's Walt Clyde. Misnaming guys, wearing funny ties. That's Walt Clyde. Spitting rhymes, nonsense, and times. That's Walt Clyde. Misnaming guys, wearing funny ties. That's Walt Clyde.
Okay, they're both, I mean, they both sound like the song. They both sound like the song.
Well, Barry sounds like the actual song.
Right, but this is the Murder Jim's take on it. It's the same notes, and it's a little darker.
He took some liberties with the lyrics, too, though. He just kind of,
I feel like I want to be on drugs when I'm listening to Murder Jim.
The whole,
Barry's is so sweet sounding.
Well, that originally that's a Nate Dogg vehicle. Like,
what are you like? Like whispering? I can just see him singing with his like lips. Walt Clyde, you know.
Because it's, I mean, you know, if you know the real song, I mean, that's Nate Dogg, God rest his soul, singing. You know, he's got a silky smooth voice.
Oh, I'm not picking. I think they're both fabulous. I think we just rotate. I'd get sick of one of them if it always played. Just, Blandy will pick. A
we might have
B
to,
every
like,
week.
Pick a little chunk from Murder Jim's, though, because his is like a minute and a half. And
we gotta, it's gotta be, seconds. Yeah. We don't need all the calls at the end, and we don't need the whole beginning with the bass.
Right.
Just got to get right into
Barry's
it.
Barry's is just short and sweet and to the point of the actual chorus.
Now, I like Barry's, but I don't like that I'm picturing Barry singing the whole time.
Yeah,
why don't you like that?
It's just sensual sounding.
Oh, yeah? Sensual sounding.
So what is the...
Right,
what is, are we going to play the
clip of the week?
Is it a game? Are we doing something now, or was that
just,
it?
No, we have... That'll introduce it, just like we had, when we had...
I get it.
Ian Begley.
Okay,
and you don't have to tell me what an intro song
all
is.
Right, no, so here we go.
Well, if people want to weigh in on it, they know where to call us. 516-33-MESH-1.
Okay, which one do you like?
516-336-3741.
I just have a feeling like we'll get one like. Vote for Murder Jim's song from Murder Jim, and no one else will call it.
All right, so here's the clip that we have. Now, Barry, this is actually...
Before you get into that, Ralph is mad at you, Barry.
Oh.
He is mad at you.
Well, he let me know that his sister is a professional lounge singer. They do like rock, I think he said, and like, she performs.
In Texas?
And he said she would be great to do your intro. I mean, the theme song to Hard Nick's Life, because we've had people redo it before.
Yeah,
and he gave me her phone number. And, I said, well, that's great. I said, we don't really have a budget to, pay her to do this. And he's like, well, you should work that out with her. So now all of a sudden I'm working stuff out with her.
Who does Ralph think he's dealing with here?
So I didn't reach out to her. So then a week goes by and he messaged me, how come you didn't call my sister?
It's a good question.
So I said, look, to be honest, like I said, we don't have a budget to pay her. I feel bad asking her to do it. It's going to take time for her to do it. I don't really know what she's going to get out of it other than, at least the first time we'd say who did it, so there's that. But, I just felt weird about it.
A national stage on a major podcast?
It's not like she's not a fan of the show. I assume not. It's one thing a fan wanted to do it. We've had submissions that way. But for me to ask, Ralph's sister to do it, I don't know. I didn't want to put her in that situation. I felt bad about it.
What I would like more than Ralph's sister is if Janie did it.
Well,
I feel like
sing?
That could be good.
We don't know what
I think
Janie's
it's better if she can't.
Like.
All right,
well, can I get
so
to
Ralph,
this?
Ralph, we apologize, but like Barry said, we can't pay anything. Yeah. The most we can do is Barry can take your sister out one night. On the town, if she's ever in New York. Right, Barry? That's it.
Yeah, I could do that.
Show her a good time.
I could certainly do that. sex party.
So we've had a whoa, slow down. I'm a married man. I don't know what Ralph's sister's situation is, but I'm a married man. Anyway, so we've already had a couple of Clyde clips where Mike Breen had to correct Clyde on certain things. The fact that there were three refs and not two refs.
Well, how long you know, have we been know doing he corrects for, him on, Mike?
On since the 80s.
40 years, dude. 40 fucking years.
So let me. So this was in from about a week ago against the Hornets when the Knicks had a small lead, and it was like late third, early fourth, or early in the fourth quarter. All right, go ahead, Jay. You could play the clip.
Brunson's doing that because the clock doesn't start until he touches the ball, so he should touch it early. Knicks are trying to use time.
Right, no, the shot clock doesn't start, but the game clock does.
You know, he was doing that thing where he's letting the ball roll up. Meanwhile, right. Time is coming off the clock. He's just giving his team more time with the shot clock. And Clyde thought, you know, Clyde didn't know the rules.
Who had the lead?
We did.
The Knicks had the lead.
Yeah, so that's everyone does that
and
now.
And Clyde's saying you want time to run
they
down.
They do it all
Clyde
the time.
You should let the clock. Yeah, but Clyde thought the clock was going to be
right,
stopped.
But how does he not realize that? It's something that's become a regular part of the game, and he has no idea.
Yeah, that's something you got to know.
I mean, come on, dude.
No, it's not. It's not something Clyde has to know.
Yeah. He's commentating on the game.
Clyde gets a free pass, man.
Yeah.
What's funny is that, you know, we got heat for doing the Clyde segment from people. People think, Clyde, you can't criticize him.
Yeah, he's not above criticism.
We all love Clyde, but come on. I mean, I think the part of that's what, part of all this is why we love him so much. But you can't be blind to the fact that he's so blind so much that you think he wouldn't be.
Right.
It's funny.
And you know, we're the first time, I cannot wait for this first time that he tries to say Bojan Bogdanovic. Because that is going to be.
I don't know what's going to happen
that's
there.
Going
do we want to
be...
take bets? Because I don't even think he's going to attempt it.
Well, what do we think?
He may just go bogey.
You think so?
Bogey right out of the gate. Just always bogey, just like Dante's always Devo or Debo.
I think it's
always going to be bogey.
Let's each make
from
a
jump.
Let's each make a prediction. What will, forget bogey. Let's each make a prediction on the pronunciation of his name, last name.
I don't think he's going to pronounce his name. pronounce his name.
So you're not
pronounce.
I can't even say. I don't even think he's going to attempt it, Craig. This is going to be one of those where he concedes to the name.
Yeah, he's going to come up
with the name
wins. He's going to come up with a
nickname. He's just
going to
say bogey, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bon Vincent. He's going to say
Bon Vincent?
Bon Vincent.
Bon Vincent.
What if he calls him like Bebo?
Or Bojan.
And then we have a Bebo and a Debo.
A Bebo.
You could call him BB.
Bebo.
Bojan Bogdanovic. BB.
Possible. Or maybe he just calls him that Eastern European guy each time. Who knows?
Sucks for Clyde. You give up Grimes, which is so easy for this.
At least we know he'll be okay with that. Yeah. Burks. You know?
Yes.
No. Didn't he used to call him Alex?
Did he?
I feel like he used to call him Alex all the time.
I mean, I guess I can see that.
All right, guys. Well, when's the next game?
Next game is
Saturday night.
Saturday versus the Pacers.
So Saturday night, that could be the first game for Bojan and the return of Alec Burks.
Should be.
Hopefully Brunson's back.
So we don't have to trot out Charlie Brown Jr. and Jacob Toppin.
Yeah. How about that,
Jacob? Looks like
iHeart
won't
on the
be
board,
back.
Huh?
He got his first 2 points.
Right, he got on
his
the board.
First two career points. That's right. The dunk.
He's performing in the slam dunk contest.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like the Knicks have a guy in the slam dunk contest every year now. This is the fourth year in a row.
Why is he in the slam? Is Obi in it? And they're doing a brother thing?
No, Obi did it back to back years. He's not
it's
be
Mac McClung, the little guy, the white guy who won last year.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh, that's who it is, Jaylen Brown. And then there's one other, right?
Yes. Yeah, one other. But props to Jaylen Brown. I thought that would have opened the door to like maybe another star to do it. I'm happy Jaylen Brown's doing it.
Can I beg Jacob to not be as embarrassing as Jericho was?
Yeah, well, Obi wasn't embarrassing. Obi was good.
Obi was good.
He won. Didn't he win both times?
One time.
I feel like he won by default that year.
Oh, the guy from the Heat is the other one.
Right? I wasn't incorrect on that, correct? Obi the only rookie? Won 1 year.
The rookie from the Heat?
I believe so.
The Spanish guy?
Oh, yeah.
He can dunk?
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh.
He can dunk.
I mean, I know he can dunk, but he can dunk?
I guess we'll find out. I'll be in Florida.
The guy who put Julius down? That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
The fuck who put Julius down?
So hopefully he slips and hurts himself.
All right, Jacob, this is your time to fucking get payback.
I did see on Twitter today a video of Jacob Toppin when he was younger jumping over Obi Toppin and dunking. Did you see that on Twitter?
No.
I saw that.
Interesting. I wonder if they'll reenact that somehow. If he brings Obi.
Oh, they are going to be in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why. That's why he's in it. So they could do some brother-brother.
It's a nice story.
They'll do some brother-on-brother dunk.
Because they're in Obi's city.
Brother-on-brother stuff?
Obi's current
city. 1,000,000% that's what's going on.
Brother-on-brother stuff.
It's a way to get Obi in it.
Right.
Maybe just to stand right there.
Right. He'll get the fan support. Jacob will. Up there.
All right, guys. Until next time. Barry, glad you made it back.
Thanks, man.
It is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.